Moving to item D, 2012 Hope House and Oak Grove Nursing Home Fishing Excursions. Joe Stevenson. Joe?
Gentlemen, lady, Mrs. Brown. If you look on here closely, you probably see your picture. Let's see, now how do I do this?
Probably just double click on it.
That didn't work. That ain't gonna work either. Nope. That doesn't do it. There you go. I didn't see that.
There you go.
Okay, anyway, you're new this year. We did this last year. Our club's been doing this for several years. We take adults that can't do for themselves out on fishing pier and out on boat. We give them more than one trip a year. This year, the pier trip, last year, the pier trip had over 80 people on it, and the boat trip had over 70 people on it, which we found was too many people when you have wheelchairs and everything. And so this year, we're going to change that a little bit. We're going to either get a bigger boat, which is we're looking at the Rudy Angler, which is a lot bigger than when we were taking them on, or divide into Hope House and Sentara up into two and do two boat trips. And I think I've listed two boat trips on the
right
thing. But if we can get it all on the bigger boat, we'd rather do it that way. But we're checking that out. The people that we take out there on the pier trip, which is going to be Wednesday of this week, by the way, if anybody wants to come out there and watch or participate, you're welcome. And we'll feed you some chicken if you want. You like chicken?
It's good chicken.
Good chicken, yeah. I ordered 240 pieces for Wednesday. Some of these people go out there to fish, but... they really go out there
for the chicken.
I mean, Carolyn's been out there. She knows.
Really?
Sonia's been out there. She knows. These people love it. I mean, it's one of the highlights. We were in off the boat last year, remember? And those people were talking about what they were going to do next year. Who's going to catch the biggest fish next year? I mean, and they just love it. And you can see from their faces on these pictures and all that they're really happy. And it's a great thing. I mean, we love it. I can't say anything else about it. We want to do the trips. We give them when we take them on the pier, we give them a hat. When we take them out on the boat, we give them a shirt, and we buy some trinkets of different things, and we try to kind of divide them up a little bit. And whoever catches the biggest fish and the most fish, you know, we give them something extra. And then if I can get some little pictures of fish or something, if they caught a fish, I give them like a sticker, you know. And it's unbelievable; they like that kind of stuff. So. We do everything we can to make them happy and have a good time that day. Any questions? Yes, sir.
So on your cost section, you've got two trips and then three trips and then three trips.
Right. I did?
Yeah.
George, I need a piece of paper.
Two boat trips and one pier trip.
Okay, that's okay. That's, okay.
All right, Nick. Okay. Yeah. That's where it's shown.
Yeah. See a picture, Gallon?
Any further questions?
It's on there somewhere. I thought. Were you on there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Congratulations.
And any questions?
What are the dates for the other trips? Do you know?
We're going to do those in one of the Wednesdays in September. We have to go and wait to see what boat we can get when we get the boat. But we usually try to do it on Wednesday. So it should be one of the Wednesdays in September.
And you have one button scheduled this coming Wednesday?
Yeah. The pier trip is this Wednesday.
Yeah.
We do that in the spring. And last year, some years that we might only catch 15 fish between all the people. Last year, we caught about 250. One guy caught 29 fish. the guy that caught the most. And it was just, last year it was just great. And this year, with the water being warm as it's been for so long, I hope that the crabs aren't too bad. We'll catch a lot of fish also.
Yeah.
But we initiate the new people when they come out there. We make them kiss the fish and throw it back.
So. They can use those chicken bones for the crabs.
Well, they get thrown over, so, you know. But I don't know if crabs go for cooked chicken. I know they like raw chicken. They like that grease. Any questions?
Thank you, Joe.
Okay. I think the stoppage should do this.